Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
We got an election coming on June 30th. State question 802 to expand Medicaid.
Why do we need to do that?
Right now, we pay taxes that go to Washington. That money then goes to 36 other states, none back home.
So Oklahoma's money goes to a bunch of other states? We have a bunch of hardworking folks here that can't afford health care.
That's right. We could use that money to boost our economy and protect jobs.
Sounds like 802 is just good common sense.
Paid for by Yes on State Question 802, Oklahomans Decide Healthcare.
I'm Sean Voskel, AARP Oklahoma State Director, reminding you the state's primary elections are June 30th. Are you worried about voting in person? If so, request an absentee ballot. Visit elections.ok.gov or call your county election board to request an absentee ballot. Then mail your ballot with a copy of your ID or have your ballot notarized. Oklahomans 50 and over are the most powerful voting bloc, so make your voices heard. If you plan to vote absentee, request your ballot by June 23rd. Learn more at aarp.org/ok.
Oklahoma wheat harvest has moved forward at full speed with great progress being made in the north central and northwest regions of the state. Harvest in the southwest, south central, and central Oklahoma is for the most part complete, with a few producers still cutting in these regions. Around the Bison, Enid, Helena, Gultry regions, that's around 95% complete. Over in Medford, Deer Creek, Blackwell, they're around 90% complete. And then in the northwest, around Cherokee, Burlington, and Alva, harvest is around 90 to 95% complete. In northwest Oklahoma by Afton and Miami, harvest just getting started and is around 5% complete. Mike Schulte with the Oklahoma Wheat Commission says he's so far been impressed with the test weights.
So test weights across the state from border to border, even though we had low yields in southwest and south central Oklahoma due to the late freeze situations, test weights have been extremely well across the state. 61 to 62 pound averages in southwest, south central Oklahoma. As we have moved north of I-40, we saw those test weights get up to 63 and 64 pounds, but it's not been unheard for us to see locations in north central Oklahoma reporting 64 to 65 pound averages overall. So something I've never seen in my lifetime. I've talked to a lot of other people in the industry, and they're saying the same thing as far as the quality of this crop, the color of it, what a miller and baker would want. It's going to be a beautiful crop as far as that goes. We're hopeful that as we move through some of the marketing challenges in the future, that people are going to come back and remember and look at us based on the qualities we have. Proteins, they've been all over the board in the state. Overall, I still think that we're hopeful that maybe we can come in at 11 to an 11.2% average for protein.
Right now, the Oklahoma Wheat Commission is calling the Oklahoma wheat harvest around 90% completed. Well, cattle producers can get an up-close view of the latest cattle handling equipment at the Oklahoma City Farm Show that's now underway at State Fair Park. I caught up with Joey Gamble at Prefort Ranch Equipment to talk about what they're doing at the chute demonstrations.
Today we have, I think, 8 squeeze chutes from different manufacturers across the country, and we work live cattle through them. Today we just put a fly tag in each one of them, and then this afternoon we're going to run them through again. We're going to worm them. So it gives all the different manufacturers an ability to show how their chute works in front of a crowd. And so people can get a good knowledge of how their chute works to make an educated purchase on when they get ready to purchase a squeeze chute.
They'll be doing chute demonstrations daily at the farm show at 10 o'clock and 1:15. Exhibits include all the latest in agriculture with a full line of displays, including tractor, sprayer, tillage, harvest equipment, cattle management products, and more. Don't forget the farm show opens daily at 9 a.m. at the Bennett Event Center on the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds right now and Saturday morning as well. You've got farm news on Ron.
Calling all farmers and ranchers. Don't miss the Oklahoma City Farm Show June 18th through 20th at the Bennett Event Center at State Fair Park. See the latest in farm and ranch equipment and services along with live cattle demonstrations. Arrive early for free coffee and rolls and register to win $1,000 in show bucks sponsored by Great Plains Kubota. Take a test drive and enter to win a zero-turn Spartan mower. Show hours 9 to 5, 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free. Visit OklahomaCityFarmShow.com for details.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.